This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. If you had it to do all over again, what would you do differently in your life? Is there something there? Maybe if you think about it, you are starting over again. Every day, every hour, every minute, you have a chance to pull yourself out of wherever it is that you are. So do things differently. If you're not satisfied with what's going on, why not? Kind of a helpful suggestion, I hope, anyway, from the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Roger Stone thing, it seems to me we ought to spend some time, even though it's very controversial, kind of one-sided on both sides. Stone says that Trump saved his life by commuting his prison sentence. There are a lot of folks who think that somebody like Stone, who's done things in service to Trump, that Trump ought not to have been able to pardon him. Where does Stone go? Does he go back to live his life that he was living before? Does he do the same things he did before? How can your life not be changed by what's gone on in his life, one would ask?
Well, I think that he said he's found God, which I guess brought him back to God, what he's been through. He said he was on Hannity on Monday night. That was his first big availability. And
he was on his radio show yesterday, too.
Yeah, he said that he would have died in prison, he believes, because he has asthma and he's 60, whatever he is. And he thought that that would have left him ripe for COVID-19. Here's the thing. I've said this before. I've said it all along. I'll stay consistent on it. I don't know about Roger Stone. Roger Stone is a flamboyant, out there, pushes it to the limit kind of guy. But what I will say,
he's not very smart, Jennifer. Is he?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I really don't know. But what I do know is that he's Mr. Blackwell. I do know that. A lot of people don't.
Mr. Blackwell. You mean the
guy who judges people's fashion?
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody knows that. But when Mr. Blackwell died, he gave it to Roger Stone. Roger Stone is now Mr. Blackwell.
Hmm. So he looks kind of like one of those guys. The top hat, the way he dresses.
He dresses like that. Right. But what I do know is this. For the crime that he was accused of at the time, what was thrown at him by investigators and the FBI, it was way over the top. He was not a flight risk. He's not Ghislaine Maxwell. Don't know if he even has it in him to be Ghislaine Maxwell. He was someone who would have turned himself into authorities if he had been charged with something. And what he got was amphibious frogmen in the creek in his backyard. He got, literally they ambushed his whole house at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And the people there to document it were CNN reporters who received a tip from somebody at the FBI so that they could watch the whole thing go down. So was he, in my opinion, was he made an example of? I think so. Was there some wrongdoing in all of this because they were trying to go after a political opponent in President Trump and everyone around him? I believe yes. I think there's plenty of evidence to support that line of thinking from me. But as far as, like, do I think Roger Stone's a great guy or all that? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know him. I don't. He's really out there.
Don't lead you to believe that he is a fabulous guy, but that's not a crime
either.
You know,
I don't know. I don't even know if his vibes do. He's just kind of a weird guy.
Yeah.
So,
and is that punishable by going to jail? Do you, you know, all of these things that you can ask.
Like, not like be too, you know, he went to jail, but not because he wasn't a good guy or because he was too weird. I mean, that's, you know.
But
but the crimes that he was committed of, were they real?
Because they always set these people up so that they can catch him. If they can't catch him for what they want, they get him for lying. about
it. And that happens to everybody. That doesn't matter what his political affiliation is.
It's not about his political affiliation. It was that the FBI at the highest levels really had a lot of corruption, and they went after the Trump campaign, and there's plenty of evidence that suggests that, including handwritten notes from the agents themselves. And so this smelled bad from the beginning. And so I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but again, I don't know if it's about glorifying Roger Stone or anything. Like I said, he's a difficult one because he's just strange.
All right, but, let me ask you this. Enough on Stone, if you don't mind. I want to talk about Jeffrey Berman, who's the U.S. attorney or was for the Southern District of New York. Both of you are familiar with this. Barr fired him, and it was because supposedly of his irregular, unexplained actions. And what it is that concerned people in Justice Department circles in Washington. And, you know, then there are those who say, well, he was chasing down stuff on Trump.
Yeah, he opened up investigations. Look, the job of the Manhattan Southern District, the attorney general there, that position was created to go after financial crimes. It's to basically be the watchdog over Wall Street.
And it's billions. So, it's the TV
show
billions.
It is. It's billions. It's exactly. Yeah. It's exactly. It's Chuck Rhodes.
Giamatti plays the part of Berman.
Yep.
That is.
And so he started sniffing around in, you know, the theory behind this is that he was sniffing around and had opened an investigation into Giuliani. And so Giuliani likes to, you know, I don't know if this is national news, but it's certainly all over New York local news. Giuliani loves to make threats on people. So as soon as an investigation opened up into Giuliani, then it became one of those, well, I know where all the bodies are buried and I can bury everybody and like this whole thing. And so, you know, in the Manhattan circuits, people are saying that this was another retaliation because he was going after the Trump organization as well. So, you know, now he's going to be replaced with the guy who's the former head of the SEC, which is a complete conflict of interest. So I don't, at this point, nothing surprises me anymore.
And what's really sad is that we can't really trust these investigators anymore because we've seen so many bad actors. And that's really the problem here. Jeffrey Berman is also accused of acting in an unethical way. And so it depends on what side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah, but specifically what? That's a
Well, the Michael Cohen investigation. I mean, particularly it was the handling of Michael Cohen that I think raised a lot of eyebrows about how he handled this and what his end goal was. Michael Cohen, by the way, back in jail because he was out dining around New York City after
that's
he
not
was
why. No, that's not why. He's in solitary now, which is, talk about, they put a gag order on him, then, and the only reason he's back in jail is because he refused to sign away his rights to write a book and to do a podcast or to do a radio interview or any type of media. That's unheard of, to put someone back in jail because unless they give up their First Amendment rights. I mean,
well, are they allowed to do that when they're in prison?
No, he was on house arrest.
He's still technically in prison.
Right, but what I'm saying is that's why he's back at Otisville, and then they put him in solitary. I mean, like he's a physical threat
to
other people.
My point is, you can other people who are in prison do podcasts and write books.
I don't know the specifics
they
of
have
that,
to,
but
they have to do it after they get out of jail, is what
right.
I think is the way it goes.
Really? Yes, that is, well, on house
I mean, how
arrest,
many prisoners do you know with a podcast? Not very many of them.
Well, no, but if you're on house arrest.
I know some people doing podcasts who ought to be in jail. Excuse
right,
me,
but the terms of his house arrest did not specify that he couldn't do that. And so now he went on Twitter, and he made it very clear, and, you know, Jen, you and I have talked about this behind the scenes, he's made it very clear that he has a lot to say, and he wants to talk. And then miraculously he's back in jail? I don't know. I mean, maybe Trump doesn't want to hear what Michael Cohen has to say.
Here's the thing. I think he should be allowed to talk, but not while he's under house arrest. That just doesn't seem right. House arrest is not a free card out of jail. House arrest
is
prison at home.
Right, but that's not what they wanted him to sign. They wanted him to say he would never, ever write a book or do a podcast or do media.
Here's a thought that strikes me. As we talk about some of these things that seem, excuse me, quite anti-American, how are some of these plays different than what the Chinese communists
do? I was going to say, that's what happened to Michael Cohen seems like it's in China.
Yeah,
right?
So we're decrying what's going on in China as these horrors continue there, the imposition of detentions against the Muslims and people that the government doesn't like, religionists, no matter what they are. Mm-hmm. And so here we have this. These are not religionists, but they are people who disagree with the leadership. And that smacks of what goes on in dictatorships to me.
That's what's really dangerous about how people in the White House in the past 13 years have been handling themselves. I mean, you can make the argument about Trump and Michael Cohen. You can also make the argument about President Obama weaponizing his administration to go after his opponents. And there's proof of it, but yet he sometimes gets a free pass. I mean, no one brings him up into the conversation. This is something
no,
that
that's
is
true.
Not...
He gets away with a lot.
He gets away with everything, and I don't know why.
I don't know about everything, but he gets away... Obama got away with a
he
lot of stuff.
He used the FBI to go after a political opponent and spy
so
on
Nixon
him.
That is, I mean, you go back to Nixon.
I mean,
you
he's
go back
actually
to,
worse than Nixon. In
oh
what
my
he did.
God! Come on, let's have a little bit of perspective.
No, no, but I'm trying to tell you, Nixon bugged an office of his opponent. President Obama not only bugged people, but he then went after them and prosecuted them and went after them for things that he
it's
knew would
relative.
Never stick.
It's
well,
relative.
It's all relative from where you sit, and that's the problem.
But,
we have to
but
be
the
a little
plumbers
bit
union,
honest
the
about
plumbers
this.
Union, the plumbers who took care of things. Gordon Liddy tells some great stories, and because I was close to him for a number of years, I heard some of these stories of what these guys got away with. I don't know anybody that was in the Obama administration, so I can't compare that to what Liddy and his buddies did. But you know, there was a lot of stuff. They weren't called the plumbers because they were plumbers. They were disposing of things through the plumbing facilities, if you know what I mean. These were bad guys.
I don't know about those stories because I haven't had the opportunity to talk to G. Gordon Liddy. But if we talk about Watergate, Watergate was bugging an office. The Obama administration bugged multiple people.
But it wasn't to gain access to political. It wasn't,
sure, it
wasn't opposition research. It
absolutely.
Well,
that's what it was all founded on, actually, was an office, was a fake document.
The statement you made that Obama gets a pass is pretty accurate, I think, when it comes to a lot of...
I don't know anyone who gave him a pass for 8 years on the other side of the aisle.
Literally, if this were Trump, he'd be in jail right now. But he's not. Nobody...
Well,
and we're and not only is he not in jail, but he's also going to get maybe his vice presidential candidate elected so he can do it all over again.
All of these things...
Yeah, that's exactly what he wants to do.
All of these things underscore how corrupt our system has become. Was it always thus? I suppose maybe go back to the Teapot Dome era and some of these, you know, some of the lesser known presidents.
Like
it just is what we know more about. Maybe that's the problem. All right, clip of the day. We talked to you about the factors leading up to Bed Bath & Beyond closing many of its stores. It was kind of an enlightening conversation, if I do say so myself. So you want to grab a hold of it, Victoria and Doug and all of us with a focus on Bed Bath & Beyond, what it means to you. You can listen to that discussion at djvshow.com, and you can follow us on social media at facebook.com/djvshow. And all day, every day, you can listen to the whole program at the same location. Check it out. Listen button at djvshow.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 past the hour, but then you knew that if you were looking at your watch or a clock. Katy Perry is smiling musically on us, shared the news of her army of Katy Cats. They can now use her social media filter, which is dedicated to an album called Smile. When is that supposed to come out? Do we know? Any guesses? Later in the year?
End of this month.
Oh,
August,
end of the month.
August 14th.
Oh, okay. All right. She posted on Instagram, quote, "Now it's your turn to clown around. Use my IG lens and show me your smile," in a video showing off the filter, which gives users a red clown nose akin to the one Perry wears on the cover art for her new album. Last week, Perry also used Instagram to unveil the Circus Ready smile cover, inviting fans to play a classic video game involving popping virtual balloons. In the artwork, I think I'm lost at this point. Katy portrays a glum-looking clown. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what...
The artwork for the album.
Yeah, I get that. But is this... She's not smiling as a clown? Or clowns bring you a smile? Or what's the connection?
It's just whatever she... That's how she chose to present the album.
Why are you laughing, Jennifer?
Because you're so concerned. Is she not smiling as a clown?
Yeah. It's Katy Perry. It's not that
what?
Deep. You know, right. Like, we don't need to go that deep.
Who does she hang around with? She's on the... which one of the game shows is she on? Or on the talent shows?
American Idol.
Okay. And who does she hang around with?
Her fiance, Orlando Bloom. She's pregnant now with her first kid.
Really?
So,
but she's, isn't she bigger than he is? Don't I remember seeing that in a picture?
You mean taller than he is?
Yeah. She was sort of towered over him. No? Okay. Sometimes, I used to get her confused with Pink. I don't know why I did, but I did for a while.
Nothing in common, but...
Well,
okay.
Confuse things. As I just have for the past minute and a half, 2 minutes. Next up, musically, Maroon 5 announcing they've rescheduled their previously postponed tour and moving everything to next summer, which is pretty much what everybody else is doing. It's supposed to kick off in May. Now it launches in July next year in Chula Vista. All right, Jennifer, Chula Vista is north and inland, right? Don't I remember?
San Diego, actually.
Oh, south and inland. All right. So, at least they got the inland part right.
It's San Diego's 40... inland?
No, yeah, Chula Vista is in...
Chula Vista is, it's right on the coast, actually.
Oh, that's not getting it all wrong. You
have and they have
fun
clowns there that don't smile.
And they have clowns that don't smile. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Is it a sad clown?
Well, the history of clowns, if you really look into it and read a clown
oh,
book,
no.
You can read a little bit more.
We can't.
What clowns are really all about.
I'll
anyway.
That right after I get to the Da Vinci Code.
All right, so where are we here?
Maroon 5.
And Maroon 5. That's Adam Levine, right?
Correct.
What's happened to him since he got booted from his TV
turned
show?
Into a sad clown.
Yes.
There it is.
He's definitely a clown that's not smiling. Mm. Yeah, he quit the show. He just, yeah. I think he's just kind of a pouty baby.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, because he didn't like the new rules, right? He didn't like the new rules of how the Voice was being run, and he hadn't won in, like, 5 seasons, so he was just sitting there pouting the whole time. I think the show's been better without him.
Is Maroon 5 good? Is he good lead singer?
He has a good
Maroon
voice,
5?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is his voice here. I think it's a good voice.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the point is all these gigs won't start till next July, and they run through October in L.A., so it starts in...
And if you have tickets for this current tour, hang on to them if you want to see them next year. That's the thing the band wanted everyone to know.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying if students don't return to the classroom this fall, the entire U.S. economy would suffer. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump could give schools an incentive to reopen this fall.
I think the president would be willing to consider additional funding for state and local governments if the schools do reopen.
Kudlow was speaking on Fox News. Last week, President Trump threatened to cut federal funding for schools that don't reopen amid the ongoing coronavirus. Officials are hoping to see a COVID-19 vaccine start production by the end of this summer. The goal is to distribute 300 million doses by the start of next year. As a top administration official says, vaccines are already being produced, but it's still unclear how effective they are. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
A new tell-all book by President Trump's niece is on shelves. Members of the Trump family had tried to stop the release today, claiming that Mary Trump was bound by a confidentiality agreement. Those efforts ended yesterday when a judge lifted a gag order in the book titled Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. She portrays the president as a habitual liar and cheat, immensely damaged by his upbringing. The clinical psychologist goes as far as to label him a high-functioning sociopath. A Senate primary in Alabama today pits former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and ex-Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville against each other. President Trump, who fired Sessions in 2018, has backed Tuberville. He's been angry over the fact that Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. The winner will be facing Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. In Texas, Democrats will pick between MJ Hagar and State Senator Royce West, as the winner there will be going up against GOP Senator John Cornyn. And SpaceX says today's launch of a South Korean military satellite has been scrubbed because of possible technical issues. The launch was set between 5 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. No new date has been announced yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Point in the hour, 34 after, actually, second half hour of discussion on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Tom Bergeron in our focus. Yeah. One of the great guys, he started as a disc jockey in Haverhill, Massachusetts, matter of fact, when he was a kid, and went through Boston radio and television and created quite a good career for himself. I asked him when he stopped doing America's Funniest Videos why he did that. He said, well, I don't really need the money. And I thought to myself, I would always want to stay. He was getting $8 million a year to do that show. And I think he's getting 18, or at least was, on Dancing with the Stars. So what's going on, Victoria?
Well, he and Aaron Andrews have been fired from Dancing with the Stars. And he tweeted last night, quote, just informed... just informed that Dancing with the Stars will be continuing without me. It's been an incredible 15-year run, the most unexpected gift of my career. He said, I'm grateful for the lifelong friendships made. And he said, that said, now what am I supposed to do with all these glitter masks? Cracking a joke, as he often does. And so they didn't give a reason why. The show just said that Tom Bergeron will forever be a part of the family, blah, blah, blah. And they said they're going in a new creative direction. And so they haven't said...
So what
said,
could that be? How do you create something? There's a very standard formula for this. What's the... Are you going to have another face doing the same thing Bergeron does? What? Come on.
Potentially. I don't know. Look, the whole show has really lost its luster. It was, and I think the reason for that is they just crammed so many seasons down everyone's throats that it was too much
of a good thing.
They only took one season off, didn't they, like last spring or something?
Like, imagine this. In 15 years that he was the host, he hosted 28 seasons. In 15 actual linear years. So that's a lot. That's crazy. That's almost two cycles per year. And I think people just got sick of it because who was left to even be, one of the comedians was saying, you know, it's not Dancing with the Stars anymore. It's Dancing with the Vaguely Familiar. Because who else, like, there are no stars left. They've exhausted all of their resources.
Like, you look at some of these shows that have actors and actresses, and the level keeps going down. I was talking about some of the, like, Match Game. There's I think it's ABC that has Sunday Night Game Shows on. Anthony Anderson does To Tell the Truth, which is fairly good, but the actors that are there are the celebrities, aren't really celebrities at all, except he had his buddy Jeremy Sisto on. The last one, those guys got together and been great friends ever since they were on Law & Order. 20-some-odd years ago. The idea that there are celebrities or you're going to pay attention to some of these worn-out, tired celebrities, it just, I think it loses
a lust of all of that. Well, Dancing with the Stars, it does. Dancing with the Stars became a kind of a dumping ground for anybody who had a scandal. If you were on The Bachelor, which was also an ABC show, if you were on The Bachelor and you got kicked off The Bachelor or you didn't win or whatever, then all of a sudden everyone expected you to be on Dancing with the Stars. It was like the next logical stop. Yeah. But the thing is, though, Tom Bergeron, they've had other people coming in and out, co-hosting with him. Aaron Andrews, I think, stuck around the longest. But Tom Bergeron was always the driving force, the anchor.
Yeah.
And so many people on social media have already said that they're not going to watch the show without him.
Because I don't know if it's him that's making people disappointed with the show. It's a lack.
It's not him.
No.
I think people love him for him.
He's so smooth. He's so pleasant. He is very focused, very professional. Knows what he has. It's a gift.
But he's also really funny. That's the thing. This was a show that really showcased his sense of humor, and people realized how funny he
was. So what does he do now? Where does he go?
I think he can do whatever he wants for him.
Yep. Well, create something on his own.
The sad thing is how many things are actually in production, though, or will go into production for a while because of COVID. So eventually he'll probably be fine, but I don't know that he'll be back on TV for at least a couple years, right?
I can also kind of see him being like, they just canceled the Michael Strahan Hour with Kiki Palmer and whatever that other girl's name is. They canceled that hour. I would love to see Tom Bergeron on like a Kelly and Ryan kind of format because I think he would be amazing on that.
Yeah,
so maybe ABC, GMA, they pick him up and do something like that.
He carries stuff on his own. He doesn't need.
Yeah.
He didn't need Aaron. He didn't need any.
No, but he played well with her.
Yeah, well, he does. He works. He plays.
Yeah.
He plays everybody else up. He doesn't become the gift that he has. Thank you for bringing it up. Is that everybody else is in the spotlight and not him. That's me. He's brilliant at that. And people, they don't know that that's what it is, but they know there's something about him that they like. Because he's not always calling attention to himself. He's calling attention to the people around him to make them look better. And I think that's a real strong gift. That tells you that he's got a good solid ego, a good solid base. His background, all of those things. And frankly, people who come up in the radio world are better at that than people who have never had the radio experience. And I say that lovingly, and it does sound self-serving, but those of us who have been doing this for a long time understand the rules, if you will. As you notice, when the two of you, Jennifer and Victoria, get off onto something, I stay out of it. I don't have to be a part of it. Once in a while at the end, if I want to move on to something else, I'll say, okay, let's go to this, or I'll just inveigle myself. But most of the time, I just...
Is this a humble brag how you're like Tom Bergeron?
Well, I think people... I'm saying that those of us who don't need to be the star all the time are good at... And that's why the two of you have worked so well. You think it's an accident that the two of you are together under the circumstances? I won't brag. You know, I'll pat myself on the back.
I think you just got incredibly lucky.
when it came to, well, we've had a lot of people in and out of here, Jennifer, with you. we've opened a lot of doors. Yeah. There were a lot of doors that were open.
By the way, I'm pretty nice. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you are. And that's why you've survived as you have in the circumstances that you're in Los Angeles, under the circumstances. All right, let's talk about the situation. We haven't really talked about the coronavirus much, and that's because it's the same old news, other than the case numbers are going up all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world, and this is to be expected. This is what this thing does, and it's what's going to happen, I would predict, for the rest of the year. Why would you expect anything different? But the difference is in how it's managed, and that's where you see the good stories in the countries that have done it, or the states in our country that have managed this thing. It didn't take a lot of heavy lifting. It just took somebody to apply the rules that made sense. Wear a mask. Don't get too close to anybody. That's it. Pretty simple stuff. And yet, you're infringing on my rights. Come on. Get out of my face with that crap, will you please? And another thing, can we somehow torpedo the World Health Organization or just completely ignore them? That would seem...
You mean a verbal torpedo, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Okay. Realize, how is it that doesn't everybody know the Chinese control it? Why is there any credibility given on United States media to the World Health Organization? I see this, the World Health Organization says, bull crap. Who cares what the World Health Organization says? And then the question comes up, well, Doug, who do we believe? Well, I guess you ought to trust yourself a little bit and not rely on so many people of questionable authority, right? That gets back to who do you trust and why do you trust them? Do you trust your gut? That's an important element. I think you got to trust your gut. And I think a lot of people, the Surgeon General, for example, as opposed to the World Health Organization and the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, if you're asked, somebody says to me, okay, Doug, you've gone through all the people we shouldn't believe. Who do we believe? I believe Jerome Adams. What about you? Does anybody even know who this guy is? They refer to it as a funny title, the Surgeon General. But he said, by the way, in the last day or so, that we could turn this around completely in just a couple of weeks if everybody did their part.
Right.
And I just described what your part is.
By the
way, wears a mask all the time.
Yeah, you don't know the Surgeon General, but he is so nice. He's been on my program a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And he is... There's no one on the planet, I don't care if you like Trump or you don't, that would go, wow, he's mean-spirited. This guy's really nice.
Yeah, and he's smart, and he gets it. He's telling people what to do from a point of view of strength, understanding what this stuff is all about, and how to face it. He said, quote, as we've seen cases skyrocket, we can turn this thing around in a couple of weeks if we get a critical mass of people wearing face coverings, practicing 6 feet of personal distancing, doing the things that we know are effective. That's all it takes. And you selfish SOBs who don't want to do that, I just think it's not a crime punishable by death, but I do think that you really ought to look at yourself in the mirror if you think that this is a real infringement on your rights.
I just wonder who is not wearing masks. I mean, in California, we've had mandatory mask orders since May. And we still have
a lot
not.
Of
well, so then, in Jersey, no one. I mean, the whole beach community where we live, no one's wearing a mask here. And it's just, if you saw the pictures, Jen, of how crowded the beaches were, you'd be like, ugh, like it's disgusting. No one is wearing a mask on the Jersey Shore, and we are in 2 weeks. Our numbers are going to be ridiculous because no one wants
to do... Well, needless, too. It's needless.
It's totally... Yeah, it does. This
needless.
Does not need to happen. It's
no.
ridiculous.
You're hurting businesses. You're hurting the country.
Yep.
You selfish son of a gun.
People want to complain and go, oh, I want to go out to a bar, and how come I can't do this now?
Hurting.
Well, you would be able to if you just put a mask on and act like, you have a brain.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, an important part of this program. We also do a thing called Good Day Health. He and I and Ken Kronos discuss the issues. For example, the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com that has Dr. Jack in it is a focus in part on vaccines that are being developed for the virus and the fact that by the time they're ready, won't be effective, you know, that kind of stuff. And so what is there? We talk about the factors that make you a sitting duck also for the virus, especially think about your teeth and your overall health. Do you understand how your gums and your teeth affect your health? Very important. The virus gets in through your mouth, through any crevice, eyes, nose, mouth. So it's important to understand how your body works. You get that from Jack. So if you want to keep up on the most recent health info from his perspective, Dr. Jack Stockwell, look for the most recent Good Day Health podcast, the one I just described. All of them are there at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
In Bangladesh, they set up hand-washing stations at health centers. In Colombia, they trained health professionals against infection. Here at home in the U.S., they delivered food, water, hand sanitizer, and face masks. Providing life-saving efforts at the community level for a global health crisis is no easy challenge, but vital, especially with COVID-19. Malteser International has been able to leverage the Order of Malta's 900-year-old heritage of serving the sick and vulnerable. They have been implementing long-lasting local solutions to healthcare crises to make a critical difference. Ravi Triptrap with Malteser International.
Strengthening the capacity of communities to deal with emergencies is key, but this is accomplished incrementally and over time and through partnerships with local authorities. Our work in 31 nations around the globe has taught us that there are no shortcuts with this type of work.
It doesn't stop now. A global coordinated response continues to evolve. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit orderofmaltarelief.org, paid for by Malteser International.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Jack Stockwell continues his important presence here, and now it's time for us to take apart some more of the information that you hear from the mainstream news media about the infection rate with regard to the virus, and who is affected most, and why they're affected. Jack, you want to give us the details?
Well, there's a study back in 2012 that was published in a peer-reviewed journal, Clinical Infectious Diseases, because there was a really good flu outbreak a number of years ago. Every 3 or 4 years, there's a big one. Well, we have it every year. But every 2017 was the last really big one. I think there's like 100,000 deaths in 2017. And then it dropped off 1920, and even the flu is not that bad this year because it's been overshadowed by corona or the COVID-19. But in this study that was done in 2012, published in 2012, the study actually went from 2009 up through 2011, that they found that children who had received flu shots were 440% more likely to get a coronavirus infection.
Repeat that, please. Underscore. Listen, please. Everybody said, what did you say? So he's going to say it again.
In a peer-reviewed journal published in 2012, 8 years ago, the Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal found that children who had received the inactivated flu vaccine, the common flu vaccine, were 440% more likely to acquire an infection of respiratory viral pathogens, which are not influenza.
Were they life-threatening?
They are coronavirus.
Huh? Were they life-threatening?
Well, it can progress to a life-threatening situation, but the basic idea was it wasn't an influenza infection they were more likely to get from the influenza vaccine. It was a coronavirus infection they were more likely to get.
But we've been told that there are many similarities, that coronavirus is just like another flu, only more serious.
Well, that's kind of the one of the flagship comments that are floating around out there. Mm-hmm. But when you look at what's called the IFR, the infectious fatality rate, that's published by the CDC, it's down. Its death rate is down about bad flu right
because
now.
Because this is the mutations are such that this is less serious. It's still a pain and still difficult and still is disruptive, but are we going to shut everything down every time the flu things go up? I mean, that's kind of the mentality in places like California.
Well, you know, I used an analogy with a patient of mine yesterday wanting to know why the numbers here in Utah are going up so rapidly. In fact, Utah is one of the states now that if you fly to New York, you got to fill out all that contract tracing paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, you know, I used to play a lot of golf, and when I would walk from the tee down the fairway, I would be over in the rough looking for golf balls. Even if I hit a shot in the middle of the fairway, they were the ultimate Easter egg. They were the only. Yeah. Now, every now and then I'd find one here or I'd find one there. But what if I had 50 guys brushing through that brush with me as we went along the fairway edge? How many golf balls would we find? When you look at the rapid amount of testing that's going on in the state of Utah, let alone the rest of the country, of course you're going to have more cases. But that's only one part of the picture. You have to look at what's called the herd immunity threshold. In other words, how many people for every 100 have to get coronavirus for the rest of them to be immunized by herd immunity concepts? And it's down around, and it's what Sweden found out 3 months ago. It's down around 12 to 15%. In this country, it's running about the same thing now. For every 12 people that get it, 88 people are immune because of the herd contact. But they don't talk about that.
The most important thing here to take away is that this stuff has been in the knowledge circumference for 8 years. And that's really...
Yes.
That's
they've known for 8 years now.
Yeah.
You give a child
a
flu shot, their chances of getting coronavirus are 440% more.
That's the criminal activity.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, available right now, in stock, no waiting. Calitrin weight loss formula, which is stimulant-free, drug-free. It's the safest way to lose weight, and people all around the world have been using it for more than 20 years. You know, it works, or it wouldn't have been around for 2 years, never mind 20 years. This is something that, it's proudly manufactured by people in the United States. It's certified, registered. One of the most fabulous things about this is that you take four of the capsules when you go to bed at night, and it does its work. So go to the website to transform your life. Toploss.com is the address. You can march your way into, over a six-month period, a situation where you look great, you feel great, and you keep the weight off. Buy three, get three free, the BOGO deal. Use the code DJV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.